Psalm 34, 1 through 8. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around everyone who fears him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge.
You give beauty for ashes. I want to shout to the masses how you were faithful to me and my wife when hit with the tragedy had for losing our son. That was the worst that we felt, but your love kept us rooted deep. It's because of you we don't fail. The love you give is too strong. Cling to you and hold on. If everything is taken from us, we're still never alone. Losing a son is something you know. Can't imagine how you did it. Sent him here to die for sinners. Now through him we're forgiven. 3 days later was risen, and now I'm free from my prison. I came to you with my messy life, and you cleaned it and fixed it. Thank you for switching my vision and increasing my days. You're the way and the truth, Father, so worthy of praise. I'm amazed at your works, Lord, and all of your ways. You're the greatest and perfect, the name above all names. Full of beauty and patience, your holy knowledge and love. I give my heart to you, Father, cause I'm in love with your son. There's nothing greater than knowing that I belong to the King. All is his, I give it up so I can stand on his team. Couldn't dream of a better way than walking with you. Every day you're there, he's the one that's getting us through. You said you'll never forsake me, I find my comfort in dad. I'm at peace when I'm worshiping you and lifting my hands. So all the glory to the Father and in Jesus the Christ. You're the maker and I'm thankful that you've given me life.
Psalm 34, 9 through 15. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry.
There ain't a doubt in my mind, you're alive. Just look up. You'll see his love pouring from the sky. His sunshine, it rains on us, giving us light. I've got to pray and stay focused to continue this fight and stay close to you, loving you and walking your will. There ain't a single thing can replace in the way that I feel. Your glorious God, I'm happy when I'm thinking of you. I'm out of disbelief, but thankful that I'm serving the truth. I'm worshiping you and confident you'll finish the work you've given in me. I'm keeping that your kingdom is first. Salvation is free. He's leading us to build up this church. Before birth, we were chosen to serve the maker of earth. He made us from dirt, powerful in all of his ways. Beyond thoughts, we couldn't contemplate the way that he saves. But living by faith, trusting in the King with our hearts. He'll never leave us. He's been with us from the start.
Psalm 34, 16 through 22. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Let me say that again. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Amen.